First of all, I just want to thank the organization, you know, all the way from the top down, coaching staff, teammates that that have helped me along the way, and you know, we got this thing done, and you know, I'm just really excited to be here for another 5 years. You know, it's been a great road, long journey, and there's a lot more to come. You know, obviously, there's a lot of things going on with free agency. I don't really know much about most things that's going on, but I can assure you that we're trying to assimilate the best Packers team that we can to compete for the championship again. So I'm just excited to be here. You know, this great organization, and you know, we got work to do.
When you're the first free agent brought back, what does that say just about the Packers' confidence in you as a player down the stretch that they want you?
They want me to be a core guy. I'm one of the core guys that can provide stability, and you know, as a rusher, I think that's one of the best positions that's needed to win a championship. And I think I have a lot of great things to look forward to doing this year and moving forward.
Hey, Nick, when do you feel like you turned the corner in your career?
There's always been flashes. There's always been times where I was able to do what I wanted to do, and I think it really, really hit home when I got my first full off season to really focus and prepare and build that foundation. And you know, this past year, I think it really took off because I wasn't able to. I didn't have many injuries. I was really focusing on football. I think all of those things took its course, and you know, as a result of that, I'm able to provide and you know, do the best that I can on the field.
What have the past 48 hours been like for you?
Very hectic. You know, frustrating at times, and you know, at times I have to realize what a humbling opportunity this is that I'm in. A lot of people don't get to go through you know, this kind of deal. And I'm just excited that we were able to come to common grounds, and you know, job well done.
Did you ever have a doubt that you'd be standing here right now? Did you think that maybe you might be going to another team? How was your thought process through it all?
You know, I'm all for the home team. I mean, this is the Green Bay Packers. Great organization. Everything is here for me. And, you know, my residence is here. My family's here. We've had a great, you know, great time here. We've communicated great throughout the years with coaches and the front office. I think we meshed as a whole, and I think all of those things played in part to the reason why I wanted to stay here. You know, we got a great team, and I think we're really pushing the envelope to try to win this thing. And that's how it is every year, winning the championship. And I'm just excited to be and glad to be a part of you know, this success that we're trying to do.
So, Nick, you guys did lose Micah today with the Buffalo. You got a lot of some other pass rushing guys that are uncertain. How does this defense get better? What's going to happen to make this defense better, do you think?
You know, everybody has to do their job first. I think, you know, Ted and, you know, the front office, they're going to make their decisions on who they feel, you know, is you know, expected to come back. And, you know, I can't control many of those things, but the only thing I can control is making sure the guys are pretty much ready to go. Just moving forward, we're going to have opportunities to do great things. I think everybody has to come in here and work. You know, when spring kicks off, we just need to have everybody step up this year.
Nick, you mentioned things you can control. Health hasn't always been something you've been able to control. Do you feel like whenever you've been healthy, you've played well? I think you could make that argument. And how confident are you that your bad luck may be finally behind you now and you can be the player you're capable of being all the time?
Well, just looking from now on, you know, I have to have in my mind that, you know, that if I give my best foot forward, that everything else will take its course. Things happen for a reason. But out in the midst of it all, you know, I'm gonna make sure and do what I can to prevent and stay on the field. You know, and that's the bottom line with that. I think, you know, things will happen, but, you know, everybody always overcome what, you know, they're going through.
Were there really dark times, though, before you got to this point? And last year, when you have your greatest season, you're still dealing with something injury-wise.
Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. I always say that, you know, we go through it all, you know, but there's things that just being around here, seeing your teammates every day, just being humbling that you're a part of something great. And those things keep you going. Just seeing what everybody else is doing, seeing all the heartaches and the pains that they're going through. You know, it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this game. And I think everybody realizes that. And you know, I'm one of the guys that I've dealt with it a lot. And I kind of humble myself to know that I can push through anything. And, you know, just moving forward, I just want to do the best that I can to help win, and, you know, we're gonna do good with that.
You talked about learning how to better prevent injuries. What sort of things did you maybe do in the past year to stay healthier that you had to learn just through experience that maybe you didn't know when you came into it?
I think at the end of the day, I've worked even harder, just knowing that it just wasn't enough. You know, you recap over the years, you figure out what it is that you didn't do or what you should do, and I think that's trying to find yourself and becoming a better pro. I think I've done a good job with that, and you know, that's one of the biggest things for me is becoming a pro, finding things that I can improve on, finding new things to try that may help me improve my game moving forward. You know, sometimes it's about the little things that count, and it goes a long way.
I know I did this. I think Rob wrote it this way. I'm sure Ryan did. I don't know about Wes. but I think we all use the term prove-it deal to describe last year's contract. You know, a one-year prove-it deal. How gratifying is it to have really proved it and earned what you got today?
I think that just over the course of the years, we've you know, we've had some tough times to get through, but there was never a doubt that, you know, I can be as good as what everyone says. And I think we're hitting a point where now I'm coming into my own, and there's a lot of great football left to go. And I'm just proud and excited that I get the opportunity to do so.
So, Nick, in that same token, we all did see that you did go out and prove it. You had a great year. The question, I think, when I talked to people around the league was whether that was, you know, a one-year thing or whether that was just the start of something bigger. How do you go out and show that it wasn't just a, you know, one-year wonder or whatever?
I mean, I'm signed for a five-year contract. You know, I'm not done. You know, this is, you know, that was just 1 year. And that's part to prove. And that's all a progress that needs to be had, you know, moving forward. You know, I'm putting the best foot forward for me and the team. I'm excited to work hard and do things that I know that I can do. And it will definitely help me in the long run. You know, it's paid off so far, and it's going to continue to do the same, just moving forward.
Hey, Nick,
two more guys.
I know some more stuff has to get, you know, figured out with the outside backer situation, but what do you think about keeping that thing together, going with Clay, and kind of what you guys have kind of built these last 5 years?
It's great. We've built a good outside unit that's able to stop the run and get after the quarterback. You know, things didn't go as great as we wanted to go last year, but I think we have a lot to build on, a lot to learn from last season and the previous seasons, and I think this is going to be even a better one.
Is the hand fully healed and you're able to do everything this offseason?
Fully healed. They were just breaks, so you know, they heal on their, you know, they heal, and you know, we get down the road. No complaints there. I'm in tip-top shape, ready to go.
Which teammates, besides whoever shouted from the shower, have you heard from? What kind of excitement have you gotten, whether it's from text messages or phone calls?
Talk to A-Rod, talk to Clay, talk to Pep. You know, most of the guys, OLBs, everybody's excited. And, you know, we're really excited to have got this thing done and, you know, being part of the organization for my time later on.
Did you get a quick recruiting word into Pep while you had him?
We didn't talk much about that, but I hope he I wish him the best, and I hope he comes back. You know, those things are truly out of my control, but you know, as much as we can retain, it's the better, because we do have a great team. It's just hard to see guys that go, you know, and it's really tough. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody has to do their thing and create their own path and go wherever they need to go.